Welcome to the A Light on Wellbeing podcast series. As life at home and at work converge, employee well-being has never been more essential to maintaining high-performing organizations. At A Light, well-being is at the heart of how we operate and serve our clients. We believe in the connection between a healthy mind, body, wallet, and life, grounded in inclusion, so that all employees live their best life at home and at work. We're glad you could join us today to learn the latest and greatest on employee well-being. Let's get started.
Welcome, Zan. It is so fantastic to have you here. Before we get into talking way more about your everything that you bring to A Light and to the products and to the organizations and communities we serve, why don't you introduce yourself? Give people a little lowdown of who you are.
Sure. Thank you for inviting me here. So my name is Zan Daniels, and I've actually been with A Light. I think this year is going to be my 20th year at A Light.
Wow.
So super excited for the journey that I've been on for the last 20 years, but more specifically in the last 3 years or so, have been leading our diversity, equity, inclusion efforts here. And, the work that I get to do, it's very special work. And it's not just special work, but it's work that I get to do in a special place. And, you know, I say this to people all the time. And, you know, sometimes people hear me say this and they're just like, oh, gosh, that's really, you know, a goofy thing to say. But, we get the opportunity to change lives every day. Our purpose is to power confident decisions for life. And those decisions are, in a lot of cases, life-changing. And so getting to work and do this special kind of work in a special place like A Light, it really is a gift. Sometimes I still pinch myself and say, gosh, you know, I get to do this every day and actually get paid for it.
That's a good pay. Having the best job ever and getting paid, I would definitely say a big plus. So lots to unpack. Let's start on the internal side, Zan.
Sure.
You know, I don't think you can think your well-being. I think you feel your well-being. So let's talk a little bit about how would you say the general employees of A Light are feeling about their well-being right now?
You know, I think that it's all positive. And one of the things I think that's been really important in our employees' journey to even being able to articulate how they're feeling about well-being is that now we've defined it. So, so many of us have thought about well-being, and when you think about well-being, the mind intentionally goes to health, like, how am I feeling? Am I sick? Am I well? But not thinking about the other components of well-being that make us really who we are. And it's the whole conversation that we have around healthy body, healthy mind, healthy wallet, healthy life, right? And now that we have sort of this common definition about what it means, what well-being actually means, when I ask the question to an employee, they know what I'm talking about. Like, we're talking about healthy body, healthy mind, healthy wallet. And I can think about all of those things and say, how am I doing? How am I doing? And before we had this common definition and sort of a common way to think about well-being, I don't think that you'd get the same answer. I think that people would be thinking about well-being from their context and what they define well-being to be. But now that we have this common definition, it's a lot easier to have those conversations, and just knowing what it is a long way, goes a long way to being able to articulate how you feel about it.
Oh, without a doubt. What you just said so nicely parallels and really adds another layer on top of everything Allison Borland talked about last week.
Oh,
so
yeah.
It's you guys, lockstep, no shocking surprise at all from that perspective. When you think about well-being challenges, mm-hmm. I heard an amazing commencement speech done by Matthew McConaughey at the University of Texas. I know it's all over YouTube. He talks about like this whole elaborate, set of almost a ledger in his head where he has his family and his career and his personal life and his spirituality and his friends and community and how he's constantly monitoring all of those. And if there's an area that's maybe in the red, he focuses on bringing that back up into the black, because it really doesn't do any good for you if, let's say, your career is awesome, but your relationship with your family is struggling, right? thinking about kind of that analogy, how are people solving across those kind of four levels of mind, body, wallet, and life when, let's say, to your point, maybe they're feeling great from a health perspective, but maybe their finances are not in a space that they feel overall like they're in a good spot. What types of things are you seeing that people are doing to try to kind of balance out that ledger in a way that feels good for them?
Yeah, I love the ledger analogy. Although, as I was sort of hearing him talk about it, it felt like a lot of work. like all of these things. And I would, you know, just getting to the place where I could even articulate that and put that in that, you know, sort of a format seemed overwhelming to me. And what I like seeing, or what I've seen, and even what works for me, but what I've seen with other employees as well, is kind of like really simplifying it to those four buckets. And it's almost like, you know, we've seen, if you've gone to the doctor and, you know, they'll say, well, how is this on a scale of 1 to 10? And on the 1, there's a really sad face. And then on the 10, you know, yes, this really goofy grin, you know, on the happy face. That's sort of how I'm seeing employees look at it and really kind of, you know, narrowing it down to those four areas and being able to even just like in a second, be able to say, how am I doing? And not just how am I doing, but how am I doing really? Really, how am I doing?
Yeah.
And being able to articulate that from the context of, okay, so if it's the financial piece that I'm not doing so well at right now, and I'm honest about myself and, you know, not being able to do well with that right now, we're able to point them to tools that we have in a light work life through our, you know, through all the guidance that we're able to provide employees through a light work life to help them just kind of focus on that one thing. So it doesn't have to be so overwhelming and thinking about like all the bits and pieces that have to come together, but rather, hey, these four things. And I can check that at any second of the day, you know, to be able to say, well, how am I doing? Well, how am I doing really? Okay, let's look at how am I doing, you know, healthy body? Am I feeling well? Healthy mind? Am I stressed? Am I burned out? Like, and being able to assess it that way and quickly, I think is really helpful.
Gosh, I love that. I know that there are probably no more like real conversations than you can ever have than with yourself in the mirror, asking questions, being a little curious, being self-reflective. I think those are probably some of the most powerful moments, way more powerful than a manager, you know, asking you how are you doing, where you are giving more pat answers. So I love this idea of self-reflection and being a little vulnerable with yourself, Zan, which is what, and I mean, I think that's a real beautiful moment that you can have across, as you said, really, really structured view of all of it. With all that, you know, I know you were just at Benefit Client Council. You got to present there in front of, you know, a bunch of our most important, largest strategic clients that are really trying to push us in different directions and really speak on this. How would you assess the current organizations we work with right now? Do they have a plan across this well-being? Are they executing on that plan? Are there opportunities for them to really dig deeper and find different nuggets of gold, like you just presented about how employees interact with inside of Alight?
Yeah. So I would say that, you know, well-being is top of mind for every organization that we work with. There's not an organization in the room who didn't raise their hand to say, this is the number one priority for us. We want our employees to be well. I think that the thing that has kind of helped galvanize us all, including our clients, is having this common language that we can use that talks about well-being. And when we talk about well-being in the context of healthy mind, healthy body, healthy life, healthy wallet, you know, that kind of brings us all together so that we can solution together. Because the interesting thing about well-being is that well-being is not just about the well-being of your employee, but it's also about the well-being of your employees' families and the people that they care about. It's about the well-being of people in the community. And we are all, whether we know it or not, you know, organizationally connected. So maybe my employee works for me, but your, I mean, his spouse or that person's partner may work for your organization. So that it's all kind of connected in a lot of different ways. And I think the thing that was really interesting about the conversations that we've had with our clients in recent past is just the acknowledgement of the connectedness of it all. Mm-hmm. And knowing that, you know, when we solve the problem for one employee, we solve for many, many more people who are impacted by that employee's decision. So, you know, that's something that I think that was really, really apparent when we had those conversations recently with our clients.
Yeah, I think COVID and work from home and all of the things that that brought really brought us a lot closer to our colleagues, families than we ever imagined, pets, dogs, all of that stuff. So I know we talked a lot about one of your big hats around well-being, but let's talk about your other giant hat that you are really spearheading across the entire organization and really thinking about why is diversity, equity, and inclusion and culture so important to well-being? And how do those two things link together? And how do you then use both of those to really support either Alight or even external organizations?
Yeah, so, you know, you can't say well-being without also thinking about diversity, equity, inclusion. And so many of the conversations that we have kind of pair the two together because how we, our lived experiences and who we are, our identity really shapes how we interact with the concepts of well-being. So I could come from a cultural background that, you know, maybe it stigmatizes mental health. And maybe there are some things that we just don't say or do about mental health because of my cultural background. Well, that's going to influence how I interact with my company's, you know, EAP offerings or the things that they offer from a well-being perspective. It can also be that maybe I live in an area where there aren't people who are medical professionals who look like me. And so I have a hard time making connections with medical professionals who don't look like me. And so I'm going to be less likely to make the call to see a primary care physician if that person can't relate. If I have to go through my preamble of my life every time I meet with a medical provider, I'll be less likely to do that. So starting to think about holistically, not just about the selections that an employee makes when they enroll in their benefits, but also thinking holistically about how they kind of interact or engage with those benefits is a big, big deal when it comes to diversity, equity, inclusion.
Gosh, you are such a blessing, Zan, to have you as part of my colleague circle, but also across all of Alight. I could sit and listen to you for hours. You weave that together so masterfully, and it was such a beautiful reminder of how those are two sides of the same coin, and you can't have one without the other. Any final thoughts about creating an environment that promotes either the well-being side or a D&I better perspective there, or even just really infusing that into the corporate cultures that we all want to be part of?
Yeah, the other thing I would say is, and this is something that we also talked about with our Winning with Wellbeing research, is this sort of thinking about diversity, equity, inclusion, and aligning it to what we all learned in Psychology 101 around Maslow's hierarchy of needs. We spend so much time in the diversity, equity, inclusion space talking about belonging. And we say this so, so much. And there's so many indices that even will come back to you and will say, hey, your company's belonging score is this. But what we don't understand is that framework of Maslow's hierarchy, at the bottom of the hierarchy are those basic needs. And that's where well-being sits. And so I say this a lot. And from a D&I perspective, it's kind of like we have to take a step back into well-being before we charge forward into belonging. So we have to solve this problem down at the bottom of Maslow's hierarchy that says, hey, if I am struggling with healthy body, healthy mind, healthy wallet, any of those things, your words around belonging and being my most authentic self at work and all these things that we say in the diversity, equity, inclusion space, it's just noise at that point. It really is. So we have to think, you know, when we think about diversity, equity, inclusion, I would say that there's a W now. Like it should be, I don't want to add another acronym to the practice, but like well-being needs to be there. Like it should be prominent in the things that we do from a diversity, equity, inclusion perspective, because we've got to make sure that people are whole before we start saying to them, hey, you know, come and be your most authentic self here. If I'm not whole, if my well-being is not where it needs to be, then I absolutely cannot belong here. I just can't. I just don't have the capacity to do it. So, you know, I'm starting to think about what the new acronym should be. You know, there's diversity, equity, inclusion, and culture, diversity, equity, inclusion, and belonging. We really, really need to encourage the inclusion of well-being and what it really means to be diversity, equity, inclusion. So,
perfection. Thank you so much, Zan, for joining me today. One of my favorite conversations I've had all week.
Oh, wow. And thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you for joining us for the Alight on Wellbeing podcast. Visit alight.com to learn more about how we're connecting work and life for greater well-being. If you like what you've heard, please give us a 5-star rating from wherever you listen.